I graduated high school. What do I do now? Hi guys, my name is Zella, and you're listening and or watching Zellations. This is a podcast that is brought out to you every Wednesday, and if you want to see the video of me sharing this podcast, it will also be out on Sundays, just for have a little connection, a little bit more homey of a feeling, you know, you get it. So, it's not really like, I guess, a feeling until I talk about my last 4 years of high school. My last 4 years of high school has been, I wouldn't want to say the best. I'm actually contradicting myself, but like, it was something. Like, ninth grade year, a situation happened, then 12th grade year, a situation happened, and then quarantine, and the world shut down. It was just honestly such a mess, 10th and 11th grade year. Especially 11th grade year, I wasn't doing no school. I hated fucking school. Like, it was literally work 24-7. I was chasing the bag 24-7 in 11th grade year. And luckily, I did pass, so I'm extremely grateful for that, because 11th grade year, I was probably not gonna graduate, because I fucking hated school. But I'm extremely happy that I did graduate, and then 12th grade year rolled around, and it was a little, like, it was good. It was a good 12th grade year. It was really good. It was a really good 12th grade year, like, in the beginning, and then the middle 12th grade year, I was just like, fuck school. I hate school. The senioritis really, really started hitting, like, hard. Like, I couldn't do no work. I started getting really, really sad. It was just hard, and then me and my boyfriend at the time, which isn't my boyfriend anymore, but me and my boyfriend at the time just wasn't doing so good at all. There was just so much stuff going on with just life and school. And since I was also senior class president, there was just a lot of stuff with that. And just trying to keep up with everything was just so overwhelming that I just shut down. And it just made me really, really sad until the play. Since I haven't done a play in, like, so long, I really, really, really wanted to do a play this year, especially for my last year of high school, and we finally had one. The production was extremely beautiful. It was a stage reading play, but it was still an amazing play. It was so beautiful. It came out extremely wonderful. Like, we thought it was going to come out bad, but it came out good, and that's what shocked us the most. And it was just overall such... That literally was just the highlight of my senior year. That made my senior year the most memorable senior year. But prom was just such an extremely beautiful night. Everyone was looking gorgeous. Everyone, like, really, like, outdid themselves during prom. And that was just such an amazing experience. Fast forward to senior. I actually skipped senior skip day. Senior skip day was lit. It was fun. I would do that again. And then graduation hit, and then that's when, like, oh my goodness, that's when everything really started to feel real. Literally, like, when, like, prom was starting to happen, when the senior skip day was happening, when senior field day was happening, when all the senior activities was happening, I was not feeling no type of nervous about, like, graduating, no type of nervous of, like, moving on with, like, now my next step in life. I wasn't feeling nervous until, like, the night of graduation. Like, the night, like, after graduation was over, after I did my speech, I was, like, feeling it. But then when I got home and I really got to think about it and settle and, like, reflect on, like, oh, shit, I'm done. Like, I'm done with high school. Now it's time to actually move on and be an adult. Like, me, Zella Irene Delro, an adult. Like, I never thought I would make it this far, especially, like, seeing, like, all these mass shootings that are happening and just seeing students that are my age passing away. It's hard to believe that I can make it this far, and seeing other students not make it or not be able to graduate, it's really sad. And, like, my heart goes out to the families that have had lost a child and haven't and wasn't able to see them graduate this year or the following years after that. And it's heartbreaking to even think about those type of things, but to sit here and be a high school graduate, I can only just be extremely grateful. I'm extremely grateful to graduate, especially since after all the hardships we all faced, I'm extremely grateful that I'm a graduate and that I'm up out of there and that it's now time to plan the rest of my life. And that's even more crazy to think about too. Time to plan the rest of my life when I've been doing school. Like, all I know is this school shit. The K through 12 shit is all I know, because that's what I've been doing for 12, 14 straight years of my life. And now I have to fend for myself. And it's like, wow, am I prepared? Am I able to do this? Would I shut down over the pressure? Am I able to just push through? And yes, it's extremely overwhelming to think about it, but I know deep down inside, I know I will be able to push through, because if I was able to make it from kindergarten all the way up to here, because of the will of God, God will carry me through anything else that will happen through my way. And I know he will, because if he did it my whole life, then he will most definitely do it for the rest of my life. And just, it's just, I'm grateful. I'm extremely happy that I'm out, and I'm extremely happy that, like, I'm just happy. Now, what am I doing for the next years of my life? So that is kind of wishy-washy. I haven't committed to a college yet. I'm stuck between Hudson Valley and Onondaga Community College. It's in Syracuse, and Hudson Valley is around me. It's in my area. And I'm just stuck between them. I know what I want to do in life. I know what I want to pursue, which is acting, and I want to be a film actor, and I want to go into the business in acting, and especially like own my own production agency, write my own films, and just really get out there and in there. It's just where to start is what's hard, and like what to do and what not to do, because literally, like, I feel like you can easily become anything you want to be, and it's like, maybe the use of social media, maybe this podcast, or maybe someone watching my YouTube video can like scout me and be like, oh shit, she a real one. Let me give her a holler. Let her join my talent agency. Like, if you listen to this and if you know anyone, hook me up, because a girl would love some chances up in here, especially since I believe everyone deserves a chance. Everyone deserves a chance to be successful, especially if you work hard for it. And that's what I'm really doing, especially like since college hasn't started yet. It doesn't start in another month and a half. I'm just going to be really just focusing on my social media, getting back on that constant grind of social media, uploading every week, podcasting every week, twitching every week, you know, you name it, TikToking. I'm gonna do it because I really love social media. I love the art of social media. And I just love how it makes me feel and how much like all this work you put into it. Just the great and beautiful ending you get in the end is like extremely like amazing. So that's what I'm gonna really be focusing on this summer is just my social media, and also is just acting. I'm really going to be acting this summer. I'm really going to try out for some auditions around my local, wherever is close. I'm going to be doing this thing, oh my goodness, my English. I'm going to be doing this program called Youth Effects this summer. It's a 5-week intensive program which does film, directing, acting, whatever they want to do during that program, we're going to do it. And that's something I'm actually really excited for 5 weeks, because that's just a week before I go to college. And then I feel like that'll just be a great start to my freshman year of college. And it feels like it's gonna go by pretty fast. Like, everything goes by pretty fast too. Like, I never thought my 4 years of high school would go by fast, especially when quarantine hit. That's when the 4 years of high school went by really fast. And to now, to think that I'm sitting here, I graduated. Like, if y'all can see back there, I know my podcasters can't see like my background, but if you're watching the YouTube video, like, to see my diploma, my slash, my cap, it's just honestly crazy. It's crazy. And even though I don't have everything all figured out yet, but who honestly has everything all figured out yet? There's so many bumps you're going to hit in the road that you're going to always have to switch stuff up, and everything's going to change because nothing stays consistent. As long as you do have a mind goal in the end, that's how you stay consistent. But since there will be some bumps in your way, so it won't really, like, some things will also like alter your path. That's what I'm basically saying. But it's not all figured out yet is what I'm saying. It will be all figured out yet soon, of course. It's just right now I'm just going with the flow, especially just really focusing with my social media and really focusing with the YouthFX program that I'm in, and to really focus on my mental health and myself, because that's honestly extremely important. If you're not focused on your mental health and yourself throughout, like, anything, you will really crash and burn. And I really do not want to crash and burn, because I really want to keep this consistency going, especially since I had the motivation to get up, do something with my life, and actually, like, set up and do my thing. Like, I literally did the back. I'm getting, like, off a topic. To sum it all up, I'm just honestly extremely prepared for the future. I'm ready for what the future holds, and I'm excited to push through and to, like, see, like, even though I know for a fact I'm gonna have so many challenges coming across my path, but, like, it's life, you're always gonna have challenges going across your path. I can't wait to see how I encounter them and how I will be able to push through them and be able to become my most successful self, which is who I really, really endure to be. And I will most definitely make it through if I push through. And that's honestly what I'm really excited for to see. And I can't wait to see the outcome and see everything grow and to see everything just play out in front of my eyes. And even though it's going to be unbelievable when it plays out in front of my eyes, I will be honestly extremely proud of myself in the work in the end. I'm extremely proud of myself now for making it through high school and making it through and finally graduating and to be able to pursue my career fully. And I'm ready. Like what it says on my graduation cap, it says I'm ready and I'm really fulfill it. I'm ready to get shit done. I'm ready to eat. I'm ready to eat. If you hear me, I'm ready to eat. I'm ready to grind. I'm ready to put this work in so I can be my most successful self. And I'm ready. I'm truly ready. Anyway, guys, thank you guys so much for listening and or watching. If you're watching this on my channel, while you're at it, you should follow all my socials. Follow my TikTok, follow my Instagram, follow my Snapchat, and follow my Twitch, because I also stream on Twitch. I be really playing games out here, bruh. Follow my Twitch at @dadaedzella, so you could just see how I am with, like, you know, the rest of my life, because... who, like, you know, eh? Anyway, guys, thank you guys so much for listening and or watching, and I'll see y'all in the next episode. Bye!